Welcome to the Kambur Mustafa Pasha Mosque. This historical mosque, nestled in the Fatih district of Istanbul, was commissioned by Kambur Mustafa Pasha, the former governor of Baghdad, in the late 17th century. Although the architect remains unknown, the mosque was initially constructed as a multi-story building atop a large Byzantine-era cellar. Tragically, the mosque suffered severe damage during the Balat Shibali fire of 1918, leaving only its ruins and a partially destroyed minaret until the 1940s. By 1945, the remaining ruins were completely removed. Fortunately, the mosque was revived and reopened for worship in 2006, thanks to efforts by the Fatih municipality. The mosque, with its near-square plan, is a fine representation of the classical period of Sakufla mosques, characterized by their wooden roofs. Constructed with cut stone, it features two windows on each facade and a wooden roof. The entrance facade boasts a stone pulpit with the triangular shoe part, a brick body, and a simple, unadorned projection for the balcony. Beneath the mosque lies the Kafiri Kabir vault. Today, it retains its square plan across two floors with alternating rows of cut stone and brick. The interior showcases a cut stone mihrab, a wooden minbar, and a pulpit, while the ceiling is adorned with small walaf square-shaped wooden slats. The minaret, integrating stone and brick, features a single balcony. Additionally, the mosque's courtyard, elevated above street level, is accessible marble stairs. Within its graveyard rest notable figures such as Sarıgöz Nureddin Efendi, a professor from the Fatih complex who passed away in 1515, and Sinaneddin Yusuf Efendi, author of a commentary on the Tafsir al-Baydawi.